Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and Riding Shotgun with me is the producer, the one that makes everything happen, make the world turn, make the world spin. Shannon. Hey, yeah. Shannon. Thank you so much for being here today.
Hey.
So, there's so much to talk about. Where do we begin?
Yeah, there's just a lot of different stuff to talk about today.
Where do we begin?
Well, you know what? I think we should begin with the Federal Reserve. Today, the Federal Reserve hiked interest rates by 0.75 basis points for the fourth time this year. This is crazy. This is their way to try to scramble to slow down inflation. We thought it was going to happen, and it is now happening. It says the Federal Open Market Committee, a panel of Fed officials responsible for monetary policy, boosted the central bank's baseline rate from 3.75 to 4%. It is the fourth consecutive third quarter point hike issued by the Fed since March.
Wow.
And the sad thing is what happens when they do this is interest rates go up, mortgages go up, credit card interest rates go up, and other loans rise as well.
So does this possibly affect the grocery stores' prices for goods and services going up too? Because if they think about someone taking out a loan to get something for their business, and the interest rate for everything on it has gone up, do they pass that cost on to the consumer?
I mean, I think these days everything has a domino effect. I mean, the overall goal is to make things high to drive down people's desire to buy, and then it'll boost supply. I know it sounds funny. It's the opposite, you know, but
get everyone actually, to stop buying.
It starts regulating.
Because then it helps out the supply and demand. Right. We have more supply than there is demand.
Exactly.
Because there's a lot of demand for stuff that right now, and that's where the problem comes in. But you know, things are going to get worse if the Democrats get their way next Tuesday. Can you imagine, Sean? It's just next Tuesday. Oh my goodness. The nerves are like, did you get that rush of like, oh, anxiety somewhat?
Yeah, somewhat, because you know, you're reading all, you know, for so many days now, we're reading, you know, what is this? What is that? This is the poll for this. This is the poll for that. And everybody's trying to analyze and really figure out what's going to happen. But you never just really know until that day comes, right? I mean, the past two elections, we've been blown away as far as presidential elections, right? We were very surprised when Trump won, to be honest. We thought he would, but we were actually blown away when it actually happened.
Yeah, because I'd be honest with you, I thought they were going to cheat in 2016.
Right.
And I thought they were going to do the same thing they did in 2020 and 2016. Maybe they possibly did. It just didn't work out because so many people did not want Hillary riding Clinton.
Yeah.
And it just didn't pan out for him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my opinion on it.
Yeah. And now, and then of course, 2020, look what happened there. You know, so people just don't know what to expect. Right. People are hoping for the best.
Right.
But you know, the sad thing is that I don't like about this election is just the Democrat messaging is so
evil.
It's evil. I don't even know how to explain it.
Lack of words, evil, right?
I mean, they're so about demonizing Republicans. They're so...
But you know what?
They can't even promote their anything. What are they promoting? All they're saying...
Wokeism.
...is that Republicans want to get rid of abortion and they will make things worse. That's their two things.
Yeah, and then
they're violent and they're horrible and they're the ones dividing this country and they're the election deniers and that's all they have. The Republicans on the other side are saying, look at what it was 4 years when
Trump was under, in office.
Yeah, under Trump, and look at it now. The difference is pretty bold. You could pretty much tell which policies were working and which policies aren't working.
There's a huge difference right now. Huge difference.
Right. So just the messaging is so completely different. And I, you know, Will, you and I, right? Of course, we're always analyzing what the left is saying just because one of our missions is to make sure that people have the right information.
Right. To give an alternative, you know, point of view even from the mainstream media.
And to point out what they're doing, right? Today, listen to this. And this is just It's how the right, the left is. So today there's an article on Fox News. It says Bill Clinton spreads disputed Dem claim that the GOP wants to cut Social Security and Medicare. Now, Will, I don't know if we've talked about it on this platform. You and I have had many conversations about it just personally, about this whole thing. Biden has been spreading this as well at every opportunity he can, saying, did you hear? This is not a hyperbole. This is what's happening.
Yeah, he likes saying hyperbole.
Yeah. Yeah. This is real. I'm not kidding. Go look it up. The Republicans want to cut Social Security and Medicaid, right? That's what
they spew out every single time.
What's the truth?
The truth is that they want to get the Social Security out of the hands of the Democrats. The Democrats are the one who's been spending Social Security all these years. And here come the Republicans saying, you know what? We need to make a change here so that you can no longer touch the money. And they go, what? You're going to take the money away from us? The money that these people paid into Social Security, you're going to take it away from us? They believe that they can just take the money and spend it on whatever they want without any consequences, without any ramifications from it. They can just spend it and on anything. And then when it's gone, it's just gone. And people have been talking about it for years, saying, well, you know, by the time you get a certain age, the Social Security is not going to be there because the federal government, the tyrant federal government, has spent it. And that's all the Republicans are saying. Get it out of the hands of the Democrats.
Yeah.
Out of the government. If it was my choice right now today, any Social Security that I have, I would love to get it out of the government and move it over to something else.
It's still going
to
be a government, but here's the thing. What they want to make
sure. Not necessarily. If you can put in an IRA or something like that, get it away from the government.
Well, just
don't allow the government to be able to touch it.
But Ron Johnson isn't doing that either. All Ron Johnson.
He's saying we need to look at it every 3 to 5 years to make sure that
it's
funded and the Democrats are keeping their hands out of it.
Right.
But they want to be able to continue to do it.
Democrats will keep their hand
out of it. Well, that's obviously what it is.
But well, government in the whole, they're not using that for other things. It's allocated. It's your Social Security. You paid into it. You keep it. It's protected. Same thing with vet pay and
the veterans pay.
Yeah. And Medicaid. You know, they just want to make sure it's funded. That's the whole thing. That's what they've been saying. But they still have the same messaging.
If the Democrats are touching it, it's not going to be funded. And see, that's where it comes into with the Democrats want to be able to spend it. And as long as that you're doing a check and balances on it, then they're like, oh, we can't touch it because then it's going to just show the American people that we've been spending their money.
Right. And so after this lie that Bill Clinton said, Senator Ron Johnson, who they are claiming is the one that wants to get rid of Social Security, went on Fox News. And of course, he rejected this idea completely. He said this, all they do is they trout out the same old lies. He said, the Republicans want to end Social Security. We want to put it on the chopping block. Nothing could be further from the truth. He said, we want to save Social Security. We want to bring down inflation. We want to reduce massive deficit spending that sparked inflation. That's what
sounds
they want
like
to
he's
do.
Saying, get it out of the hands of the Democrats. That's what I'm hearing because that's who's spending it. That's who's spending it. And if you put same thing when they sent the money over to Ukraine. Was it Rand Paul was saying, okay, where's the check and balances on it? Where are they going to spend the money on? Where's the money going to?
And that's the whole problem.
Where's the money going to? Whose pocket is it going? What are they going to do with it?
Amen.
And the Democrats was like, you don't need to know that information. Just give them the money. Just give them the money. It's like they're paying them off for something we don't have a clue about. Okay, so I did title this The October Surprise. Did you miss it? And the reason, what I think, this is just my opinion, my producer, she's like, I'm not sure, but my opinion is the October surprise was San Francisco, Paul Pelosi. That's the October surprise. Because think about it. Nancy Pelosi's not showing her face unless she showed her face today. I haven't seen it, but she's been like quiet. She need to come down out of the sky off her broom because Halloween is over with. So where's she at? Say something, right? Say something. At least give us an update about Paul Pelosi. How's he doing? She should be able to come out and say, my husband is doing great. He's doing better. Thank you for the prayers. Say something, right? Has anyone out there listening right now, has Nancy Pelosi said anything? Reason why I say it's the October surprise, and it's working against the Democrats, in my opinion. But the Democrats are trying to spin it and try to make this an October surprise against the Republicans. They're literally lying about the reason why the David was there with Paul Pelosi. They're trying to say that he was a right winger, he was extremist, that he was a mega Republican, when that is completely far from the truth. Completely. None of it. So the October surprise is they're trying to make it be an October surprise against the Republicans. There's nothing there. It's a nothing burger. What do you think? Give me a call. Tell me what you think.
Yeah, I don't think it was a planned October surprise, but...
No. But that's my whole point. I didn't say it was planned. Yeah. I said they're trying to take it, let no opportunity go to waste, right? They're trying to take this and flip it and say that this was incited by the ads that were being ran by the Republicans, because you've already heard it. They've already called for the GOP to take down all of the campaign ads, take them all down. Not even just the ones talking about Nancy Pelosi. They're saying take them all down. The reason being because they're seeing a red tsunami coming. They're seeing a red wave coming. They're seeing that they're not getting what they want. They see that they're possibly going to lose power. Even Joe Rogan. I just saw an article with Joe Rogan saying he sees a red wave coming.
Right. Well, let me ask you something, because, and I hope you don't mind me bringing this up, but you have family members that are total liberals. And you said to me when we were talking about this morning that even they...
They're not buying the whole Pelosi thing either. They're not buying it at all. I had a conversation with them, and they for the most part, you know, Joe is just great. Joe doesn't do anything no wrong, right, you know. Yeah. And they hate President Trump,
of course.
But I was talking to them about this story, and they were like, because it was a male and a female, and I'm talking to the female, and the female says something to the male on the phone, and goes, "Does the Pelosi's have security?" And the male in the background go, "Yes, they have security. They got home security. They got cameras and everything." And he mentioned, now this is a Democrat, but they turned them off during that time. At 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 a.m. in the morning, somehow somebody turned off the security system, and no one is raising alarms about that.
Yeah.
Nothing at all. Really?
And just a few other items before we move on from this, because I know a lot of people are probably sick of the Pelosi story. Yeah. But interesting thing, Tucker brought up this morning that they found out that supposedly, you know, this guy is like a total left-winger, according to the liberal media. And all he had this blog that was created the same day of the attack.
The same day.
Somehow, someone, somewhere created a blog in this guy's name that is total left-wing, that has all these left-wing things on it. And of course, it's filled up the day it goes live. The day he makes the attack.
Let me get this straight. So am I to believe that he's at Pelosi's home asking, screaming, "Where is Nancy?" And we're supposed to believe that he's setting up a blog while he's doing this.
Well, I don't know about... because it was 2 o'clock in the morning.
It was 2 a.m. in the morning. Right?
And not only that, but in this guy's backpack, he had this supposed journal they reported on left-wing media today. And
He had a second hammer, they're saying. He had a second hammer. Really? He had a second hammer. So the first hammer belonged to Paul Pelosi. They're not even being really clear about that either. You know, just like who came to the door.
But this guy is totally crazy. He lives in a bus. He's homeless, right? He's out of his mind. But yet he's cognitively okay enough to have a journal and a blog that's online.
And he knows where Pelosi's home is.
I mean, give me a break.
Out of all the homes there, he knows where Pelosi's home is.
Yeah. Anyways. So that's Will's October surprise.
I'm telling you, I think it's the October surprise that the Democrats did not want. Why do you think they're going to such an extreme to try to paint this as something else. They would have done a lot better if they would have just done like the Hunter Biden laptop story.
That's what I said.
Just let it go up under the bridge. Don't even talk about it. Just, you know, let it go. But it's like, we need to use this and make this an October surprise. I'm telling you, this is the reason why they did this, the lies, because they wanted to make it a October surprise against the Republicans.
I don't think they made it October.
They didn't do it. Right. I'm saying they're they're letting no opportunity to waste. This is what they're doing.
And if you listen to them, quite honestly, they're rarely even talking about the facts of this guy and his, they're basically saying all they're talking about is MAGA Republicans are bad people. If you listen to it, they go, this is because of MAGA Republicans, and let us tell you how bad they are. It's not about, oh, how is Mr. Pelosi doing? Or how is Nancy Pelosi doing? Like you said, it's eerie how quiet she is. But you and I were saying, listen, she's not going to come out and talk because she doesn't want to face all these questions that you, I, and other media have. You know, that White House media, they've been asking these Democrats a lot of tough questions, and she is not ready or willing to answer those questions right now.
No. I mean, can you imagine? Pelosi, can you tell us, was it your hammer? who owned the hammer, Nancy? Who had the hammer first? I mean, is there writing on the hammer?
I have a feeling that when she does finally come out,
when she finally comes off her broom,
something else will have to break, and this will be old news when she finally comes out. And because she'll
just ignore it and say, you know what,
she'll ignore the question,
or she'll go,
shame on you for asking.
You should ask, you won't even ask about my husband. You should be asking about my husband's health. You won't even ask about why you're not asking.
Terrible person.
You're a terrible person. How dare you? You know, she'll make up some excuse like they always do.
Yeah. Well, listen to this, Will. This morning, you know, I was talking about lies that the Democrats pass along. Of course, we just talked about more lies that the Democrats are doing. Well, this morning, the White House deleted a tweet flagged by Twitter. I think that's hilarious.
Really? Oh, man, that's so nice to hear.
That credited Biden for Social Security payment increase. It says the White House on Wednesday deleted a tweet that credited President Biden's leadership for the increase in Social Security payments, which was flagged by Twitter as something that was actually caused by a 40-year high inflation.
Wow.
Seniors are getting the biggest, this is the tweet, seniors are getting the biggest increase in their Social Security checks in 10 years through President Biden's leadership. That was literally
That was in the tweet.
Right. So the White House tweet was accompanied by a note from Twitter that said many readers were adding context to the White House message that said the rise of Social Security payments was due to annual cost of living adjustment, which is based on his high inflation rate. Thank you very much, people. Twitter adds context notes when they are rated highly enough by Twitter users, a point that the new Twitter's owner, Elon Musk, stressed Wednesday morning. This community notes feature is awesome, he said. Our goal is to make Twitter the most accurate source of information on Earth without regard to political information.
So you can imagine, so if Elon Musk hadn't bought Twitter, that message would have gone out there, and then the left would have been saying, see, Biden did this for you. And you know what? They're trying to do this right now before the midterm elections to convince people to vote for Biden. Biden's trying to take credit for people's Social Security going up.
Right. So
it has nothing to do with it.
So guess what happened? So today they had a news conference, right? So Jean-Pierre got up there, and of course, the media is asking the tough questions. Hey, listen, why did he tweet that? What was the context and why did you delete it? And she's like, well, as you know, it wasn't a complete text. You know, it didn't have the context that we intended for it to have. So we had to take it down.
Where's that audio clip at?
I have it.
Where's it at?
I have it.
Send it to me so I can share it with all of our listeners here.
Yeah. So basically she didn't have it. So anyways.
Yeah, send that to me so I can share it with all the listeners. You know what? Again, mm-hmm. If Elon Musk had not purchased Twitter, now, I have something I have to say about Elon Musk, too, that, you know, I'm a little disappointed about what something Elon Musk has done on Twitter. He's created this community board, and one of them is a Bush organization, which they're never Trumpers. They're anti-Trump, right? And there's some other completely total anti-American socialists on there and this committee. I'm like, and people on there are saying, I thought you were going to push free speech. Everyone that you selected, they're against free speech.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a committee with both sides. So
exactly. Yeah, that's what people are saying. And I guess because they're saying, well, Bush is in there, it's the difference. Did you send me the link or? Okay. I need, can you just download it for me so I can play it? So a lot of people are looking at Elon Musk and was like, see, I told you can't trust him. I told you can't trust Elon Musk. I told you. And I'm like, you know what? Let's see how this plans out, right?
Listen, because the guys just had this massive franchise in less than a week.
But at the same time, I do agree with all of the people that he selected to be on there,
right?
Because some of the people were actually taking comments of their tweets, the people that he selected from the past, and they were saying some hateful stuff. Someone were talking about calling Republicans white supremacists. They called Greg Abbott here in the state of Texas white supremacists, and they're on this board now, knowing good and well Greg Abbott is not a white supremacist.
So were they there before, or is this?
No, these were old tweets that they had there before.
No, I mean, did he actually?
No, they just created this. They just created it, and then some of these people are completely anti-American.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up. Anyways,
so do we have the clip with Karine Jean-Pierre?
Because yeah, it's in the night.
Okay, let me get that queued up, because I need to hear this too. Because you know, she. Lies and lies and lies.
She deflects everything.
And she does deflect.
Anytime people ask a question, she just deflects it. You know, and of course, you know, because Twitter said there wasn't context to it and people added context, it's like all of a sudden, well, it wasn't complete. Well, you tweeted it, so it apparently was complete.
Yeah, yeah.
But
how was it not complete then?
Yeah. And then they just deleted it. They didn't put it back up there.
Okay, here's the audio clip.
The White House removed a tweet that talked about the increase in Social Security benefits in 2023 through President Biden's leadership. There was a contextual note, I'm not sure what the proper terminology is for the platform, that was added to that. Was it removed because of the addition of the note, or was it removed because of the concern about the veracity of the message?
So it was, look, the tweet was not complete. Usually when we put out a tweet, we posted with context, and it did not have that context.
That's a total lie. You know how many tweets they put out there without full context? And then how many tweets that they put out there that's been total lies?
It's all about the messaging. They wanted the message to be like, hey, so you seniors, you got more money in your pocket thanks to Biden. That was their message.
That's what it was.
What they wanted to go out. And it is thanks to Biden because of his high inflation. You are now not at a living wage, so they have to compensate for it, which raises the amount of federal money we need because of his inflation. It's ridiculous.
That's,
you know what?
Wow.
I'm so sick and tired of the wrong mess, the misinformation messaging that they put out there. They always make it make them look good, even though it's really not good. You know what I mean? Just like, everything. Well, they spin it. They just spin it and spin it, the truth, and into a web of misinformation. And there's people out there that listen to it and believe it, though. I guarantee you that right now there's somebody out there that is going, hey, man, I got more money because of Biden on my Social Security. This is because he's president.
I mean, they're blatantly lying about how things happen. It's just like Biden completely lied about the economy that he inherited. He says that the economy was in ruins when he came into office. Listen.
When I took office, the economy was in ruins.
Really? Really?
Yeah,
dude, I mean, what is his excuse now then? What's the excuse now? The economy is even worse now than it was before.
Yeah, we're having to raise interest rates so high. Like I said, they raised interest rates again today because they're trying to battle this inflation that has been mainly driven by Biden's federal spending and his really eliminating our energy production here in America. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. And this war that we're fighting via proxy, as you say, against Russia in Ukraine. I mean, it's crazy.
It is. It is.
And it is absolutely crazy. Yeah, what's that's happening what I was, in
it,
this
and
world.
It is a proxy, right? It is a proxy. And we're in our interest rate, what well, not our interest rate, but our deficit of $31 trillion in climbing. $31 trillion in climbing. It's really interesting. And I think this is part of what the United Nations, the UN, has been doing with the banks to take down our country. They need this. And you know what it really comes down to? The WEF, the World Economic Forum. They have this whole global reset that they're wanting to do. And they need the United States of America to fall. They need the United States of America to crumble. Yeah. They need that in order to do this whole great reset that they're trying to push.
Right. I want to talk a little bit, man, if we can, about some security issues here in America.
Like Twitter?
So today, not necessarily about Twitter, but today.
TikTok.
Today on Epoch Times, which is one of my favorite news sources, there's an article and it says House Republicans accuse SEC of hypocrisy and violating record keeping and transparency laws. So the SEC is the Securities and Exchange Commission, right? And it's led by the chairman for it is Gary Gensler. I'm sorry. A letter signed by Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, Patrick Henry of North Carolina, James Comer of Kentucky, and Tom Emmer of Minnesota was sent to SEC chair on November 2nd, accusing him of skirting federal transparency and record laws by failing to collect and provide records of official business conducted on social media and communication platforms such as Signal, Facebook, WhatsApp, Microsoft Teams, and Zoom. The representatives currently serve as ranking members of the House Financial Services, Judiciary, and Oversight Committees. He says, recent reports suggest that the SEC under your leadership is failing to comply with federal record-keeping statutes. That's what they wrote. It says, in particular, evidence uncovered during the Freedom of Information Act litigation suggests that the SEC is failing to identify and produce records of official business conducted on email or off-channel platforms such as Signal. I haven't heard of Signal, but
yeah, I actually have a Signal.
WhatsApp, Teams, and Zoom, regardless of whether the communication took place on a personal or business device. I mean, this is kind of like, to me, reminiscent of Hillary Clinton, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're doing business, you're using, you know, something that is not government issued.
Right.
Right. So my question is, why are you using those avenues knowing you're in government? Okay. Personal is one thing, do whatever. But when you're conducting official business, you should be
using government assigned equipment, assigned resources,
software, right?
Because there's security reasons why you need to do that.
And this is just another way that it's not transparent in the Biden administration.
The Biden regime.
Right. I mean, why should it? It's so bad that they have to ask for records. They have to keep that, hold them accountable.
Are these records at Mar-a-Lago? Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, and that's the hypocrisy of it.
Yeah. Oh, right? Yes.
100%. I mean, you're saying that, you know, you're supposed to keep records in a certain place and do a certain thing. And yet here they are doing whatever they want to. Right. I mean, it says it isn't difficult to identify officials' personal and email accounts and cell phone numbers, the letter of which reveals if they have accounts on apps such as Signal and WhatsApp. From what I know, that at least a couple of Biden's White House climate officials, four current SEC appointees, and one recently Department SEC commissioner have personal Signal accounts. And I guess they're conducting business on it. So anyways, I just thought it was interesting. You know, that's one. I love Jim Jordan.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there's a reason why he's doing this. But transparency, documents. I mean, we all know that they're big on the documents that Trump had.
Yeah.
Right. and making sure that they're in the right location and that they're transparent and we know, you know, where what where things are and what things are. So whatever.
And they're supposed to be big on all the documents for January the 6th. You know? Yeah. Let me ask you real quick before you go on. What do you think about Liz Cheney? Just your personal opinion. What do you think about Liz Cheney?
She's out there campaigning for Democrats.
You know, it's funny you say that because I just saw a thing pop up here and it says Republican Representative Liz Cheney said Tuesday that if she were an Ohio voter, she would cast her ballot for the Democrat rep, Ryan.
Yeah, I knew she was with Ryan. And I mean, come on. Arizona.
Why don't she just change her party affiliation exactly. and be through
you
with
know
it?
What? That's what, what's her name, did? What's her name?
Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah, just, and she's campaigning and for
Republicans now. You know what's funny?
Makes sense, though,
you know
right?
what's funny? What? Before she did that, what did I say about Tulsi Gabbard and Liz Cheney?
You said you said give us Tulsi and we'll give you Cheney.
Yeah, I called it.
You totally said that.
I called it. I said we'll take Tulsi Gabbard. And she said some stuff in the past, but we all have, right? But I like her more than I like Liz Cheney. We'll take her.
Liz Cheney once again is going after everybody that Trump supports.
Yes, that's what she's doing.
So whoever Trump supports, she's trying to go there and campaign for the opposition, being a daughter of, you know, McCain.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like her.
You don't like her? Uh-uh. She's a snake. She's a weasel.
She's a weasel, too.
Yeah. She's a weasel. Snake weasel.
Like her dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Her dad ended up being a weasel, too.
He sure did.
Ended up being a weasel. So did Bush. The Bushes.
The Bushes, totally.
The Bushes, same thing.
You know what? After he stepped out of office, you know, because like Bill Clinton, you see him still doing stuff. Obama, you still see him doing something. I think Bush is such a rhino that he doesn't want people to know he's such a rhino. That's why he's just staying quiet.
Yeah, he stays
but
out
he
of
the But he does little
part.
Things
yeah.
to show his true colors.
Yeah, exactly.
Every once in a while. But
hey, so
to the-
if anybody wants to call in, did you put the number in the chat?
No, I didn't.
So put the number in the chat. If somebody wants to call in, you're listening in on the audio podcast, but if you want to call in and chime in right now while we're live, the number is 319-527-3453. Again, 319-527-3453. All right, cool. You want to move on?
Somebody wrote that you're, I don't even know what that is. Will you're Borging? What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
Somebody wrote that in the chat. Okay. Anyways,
did they say something else?
Not yet. Straddling the fence.
Oh, okay. Yeah, talking about Liz Cheney.
Maybe. Listen, this is another thing that they are putting out there. China seeks to influence the 2022 midterm elections, says our cybersecurity chief. By the way, did you know that our cybersecurity chief is going to China? I think it's today to talk to them about.
They're going to talk to China?
I'm sorry. They're visiting Taiwan. Talks.
Oh, because of China.
Cybersecurity.
Because of China, too, probably.
Yeah.
China.
Yeah, and this is in Epoch Times, too. It says state actors that include China's communist regime are seeking to influence the midterm elections. Right? That makes sense, right? Including China, Iran, Russia, may seek to influence or otherwise interfere with the U.S. democratic process. According to the Cyber and Infrastructure Security Agency, they said, we are concerned about Russia and Iran and China trying to influence our elections, Easterly said on November 1st. He also said, it's a significant concern when you think about these adversaries who are trying to sow discord. They're trying to break us apart as Americans and are trying to undermine the integrity of our elections. According to this article, they went on Facebook and Instagram and they found that they were using those China, Iran, and Russia, using those platforms, they're saying, largely aimed at increasing political polarization among Americans by spreading false and inflammatory posts that about controversial topics, including race, abortion, fascism, and gun control. Now, listen to this, though, right? Because I can see that. And you know what, Will, you and I, our liberal media is doing the same thing. So
yeah,
they're using all the platforms in America to spread the same misinformation and sow discord, right?
And it's really funny because they,
so I'm like, are they blaming? I'm confused. I mean, is that something we're already doing to ourselves?
Yeah. Well, you know what? They spread the disinformation too.
Right.
And then they turn around and said that we're the ones doing it because right. we're not in line with their lies.
But listen to this. They found out this will, and this just shows you who they're in favor of. Okay, people.
Who are we talking about? China?
China, Iran, China. Russia. One of New York mayors, what's his name?
New York mayor.
Hochul.
Uh-huh.
No, New York mayor.
Mayor Adams.
Adams, thank you. One of his biggest donors is the CCP.
No way.
Yep. According
the
to
the Communist Chinese Party
yep,
is one of Mayor Adams and New York's biggest donors.
Yeah, now they put
really?
It, they put it in the question mark form. This is on Epic Times. It says the New York mayor's tied to the Chinese Communist Party. A report says it related one of his campaign donors to a secret Chinese police station in the city,
yep.
which, Will, you talked about them having police
stations.
I sure stations
did. Actually, I had multiple people that were sending me messages about New York having a Chinese police station so that that way they can monitor and police Chinese people that are living in New York, which is, to my understanding, is completely against our constitution, against the American policy to allow another foreign entity to put a law enforcement in on our soil
yeah.
and control people. And so our laws don't apply, but theirs do. It doesn't make sense. And on top of that, Canada, they have six of these Chinese police stations. Kind of Canada, I kind of understand. I feel sorry for some of the people in Canada because they're just under a complete tyranny. But that's the same tyranny that they want here. To allow that to happen, who agreed to that?
Yeah, and to me it's interesting, right? Because the mayor got a donation from those people, which leads me to believe that he is being influenced by them, right?
China.
Right?
Yep.
And could possibly be working with them.
China.
I don't know. You know?
China.
There's always funny business going on.
You should ask China.
Right? And all you can do is call it out and hope that people see what is really going on. One person put in the chat, did you know they arrested Greg Phillips and Catherine of True the vote for not turning
yes,
over
for the
their sources.
The 2,000 mules.
Yeah, we actually reported on that a couple of days ago. Yeah, and the judge said they will not let them out until
nope.
they comply and give yeah. their sources, which I think is absolutely
so
disgusting.
No cash is bail for them. No cash is bail. You relieve your sources because the reason why they want them to release their resources, the ones who's because they're informing them how the Democrats have been cheating, and they want to be able to lock that down. They want to be able to prevent that information from being recorded and for them being able to put a spotlight on it. Think about it. The judge couldn't wait until after the election. The judge did this on purpose. You tell us who your sources are so we can go and shut them down before this midterm election. Is it that obvious or is it just me?
I mean, I think it's obvious, yeah. And you know, it's so, you know what's crazy to me, Will, is they have this cashless bail. They're letting people out that commit these crimes that are far worse than not revealing sources. And they're out there killing other people and hurting other people.
Yeah,
but
they're
re-killing. Yeah, I didn't mean to say that. I meant recommitting crimes. And yet these people just won't allow their sources out. And so they literally put them in jail, not house arrest, not anything like that. Won't even give them bail, right? What is this, people?
Yeah, to silence
them. Tell
me
this isn't political.
To silence
them.
Tell
me that this judge is not making it political.
It is 100% political. And most of the time, the judges are like, okay, well, I'm not going to get into this because it's political. But they never get into it when it's the Democrats, when it's going to be against the Democrats. They say, well, this is political. For the most part, they back away from it. For the most part. It happens the other way sometimes. But in this case, we know it's political. And the judge is getting involved because they want to know how they're gathering this data and so they can prevent it from happening. Because I'm telling you, for anyone out there, and I know it, everybody out there right now listening, I'm willing to bet that you know that the Democrats are going to attempt to do what they did in 2020. You know that they are. If they did it against President Trump, what do you think senators and House representatives and governors and mayors, you think they're not on the chopping block? Most definitely they are. But so many people, my opinion, and I want this to be right. So many people are turning out for this vote, for this midterm election.
Yeah.
Is breaking records. Tells you right there, because they're breaking records for the people who've already turned out, that this is the most important midterm election in American history.
And Americans know it.
Yes, that's my point. Yeah. That's my point. So they know how important this is.
So, you know, you guys also heard of in Arizona, they had those people that were armed by the ballot boxes. Remember?
Yes.
So today, Arizona judge orders armed election monitors to stay 250 feet from drop boxes after voters said they felt intimidated by their presence. The judge in Phoenix issued it's a temporary restraining order. It follows the sighting of armed men in tactical clothing monitoring voters. The Justice Department weighed in a day earlier saying their behavior was illegal. But the judge didn't go that far. He just he said that they can't take pictures of people that are at the ballot box. They can't do anything that they can't talk to them. They can't do any of that. But they can stand 250 feet away. Now, just so you know, Arizona is an open carry state.
Right.
So they can't say it's illegal to have arms there because it's not. Right.
So instead of telling them that they have to be 250 feet away, why not remove these, my opinion, unlawful ballot boxes that are not being monitored? There's no accountability. People can put anything in them. They can put multiple ballots in them. There's nothing to stop people from doing that. And I've seen the videos where they showed a vehicle come back multiple times. Why in the world would a vehicle return to a ballot box multiple times? Can anyone answer that for me? Why would they return back multiple times? Seriously, are they voting for their cousins? My cousin couldn't make it, so I dropped it off for my cousin. My grandmother couldn't make it, so I dropped it off for my baby kids. Baby couldn't go, so I had to take it for baby.
Yeah.
This is bizarre.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Another thing, you know, Will, I want to talk about the Fetterman election because
Before you go on to Fetterman, okay, can we talk a little bit more about Arizona here?
Oh yeah.
So before we go on to Fetterman, I just want to share something about Hobbs. So Hobbs decides to go on the Communist News Network, CNN, and some of y'all may have already heard this, but I want to play this for those of you that have not heard this. Don Sourpuss Lemon is asking Hobbs, why don't you go on a debate stage with Carrie Lake? And if Carrie Lake is saying all of the stuff about the election deniers, why don't you confront her? She says that she doesn't want to give Carrie Lake a platform. And Don Lemon goes, but she has a big platform. Every time she speaks, people listen. People tune in. The media is right there every single time. But see, this lady, Hobbs, she's terrified of Carrie Lake. Listen to this.
Why not debate your opponent? If you believe your opponent is, you know, has issues and is spreading conspiracy theories about a stolen election and so on, and it's not being truthful with the people of Arizona, why then not get on the debate stage and debate her?
You know, not only is Carrie Lake, has she centered her entire platform around this election denialism, I didn't want to give her a bigger stage to do that. But additionally, she has shown that she's not interested in having any kind of substantive conversation. She's only interested in creating a spectacle.
But and I didn't want to. If you were in the same space with her, wouldn't it be easier to knock it down in front of everyone, in front of the most people? Because you're not stopping her from spreading whatever you believe that she is spreading by not debating her. She can go on television. She can talk about it. She can go in front of the people of Arizona every single day and talk about it. But you're not confronting her on it. It seems like it would be an easy fix if you stood up on a debate stage and confronted her about these issues.
Look, we're 6 days out from the election, and our campaign strategy is our campaign strategy. So we're moving forward. I'm continuing to make my case to the voters of Arizona. Whether or not we debated in this race is not going to decide this election. So, we made a decision, didn't want to be a part of her spectacle, and she's not, she won't answer these tough questions to real reporters. She only talks to fake
news. But Secretary, it's not just her that you won't debate. You also did not debate your Democratic primary opponent, Marco Lopez. Why? And have you ever?
I was miles ahead of him. I was miles ahead of him in the race and won handily. It's a totally different situation here.
Well, it's not debating your opponent again. Have you ever debated your opponent running for political office?
Yes, I have.
Why do you think it wasn't important for people to see a debate in this election for governor at all?
In the primary, I was focused on the general election. I was miles ahead of my opponent. I won handily. It wasn't an issue. We're 6 days from the election, and this is the decision we made. So
really,
she's a coward.
She's a total coward. She's running away from Lake.
And they're pointing it out. They're saying, listen, by you not getting on that stage and holding Carrie Lake
responsible, supposedly, for what she's saying,
right? Having the conversation with her, you're actually giving her a bigger voice. And the more that she's pushed back on having a debate has made her look worse.
Yeah.
But she's not even not wanting to talk to Carrie Lake. In most cases, she won't talk to anybody, any news outlet that she feels like is going to question her in a manner that she feels uncomfortable, right? So here she is. She's running for governor. Do you not think that you're going to have to answer to people that make you feel uncomfortable? She's not fighting for the people. She's not fighting for her place in this election. She's not fighting for their vote. I don't know how a single person would vote for that one.
I don't either. I don't know how anybody would, in their right mind, and of course, we're talking about people in their right mind would vote for.
And she's saying that the debate wouldn't have made a difference. She's actually wrong, because you know what? What's his name? Well, Fetterman and Oz. There's a lot of people when Fetterman went out there and debated, it actually made Fetterman look worse, and it turned the tide, actually, which I was going to talk about. More people are now switching over to Oz from Fetterman. But also look at Herschel Walker. Warnock. People thought that Warnock was just going to blow
Herschel Walker
out of the water, and that's not what happened. So no matter where you think you are, because Oz was way behind Fetterman, no matter where you are, debates matter. Having conversations like adults in the room matter. I have not seen Carrie Lake scream and make not even when she talks to liberals.
She's on point. She has answers for the questions, and she doesn't want to get on stage and be embarrassed. That's what it is. She don't want to be on stage and be embarrassed. So what is this article you have here from The Hill?
So actually, it's funny because there's two different reports that came out today saying two different things, right?
Two different reports saying two different things.
Yeah, so on The Hill, there's a report that says Fetterman has a path to victory 1 week after the Rocky debate. So they're saying in polling that they've seen, Fetterman is at 47 and Oz is at 45.
That's what they're saying.
Used to be 40. And whatever, Oz was way down.
Okay.
But Oz is gained.
So this is on The Hill. So what does the other article say? This is Yahoo.
Right. So then Yahoo reported.
Yahoo!
Exclusive. Rocky debate erodes Fetterman's lead over Oz in pivotal Pennsylvania race. They're now saying that Oz is projected to win. Or looks really? Like he might have a chance.
And Oz, I mean, and you know what? And
I don't even understand
how I think Yahoo,
they're
because
both left-leaning.
They're left-leaning. Yeah, yeah. Yahoo is left-leaning. They're out of, you know, California. And I'm with you. How do they get two different reports on this?
And I'm wondering how it's even close. Like, I don't even understand.
Yeah. Pennsylvania, what is even close?
Pennsylvania is one of those places where people are the most concerned about crime. Literally, Fetterman's platform is he wants to let out criminals.
Hardened criminals at that.
So I don't even understand how they do that. I just, how he would be somebody that they would select.
You know what? So I want to play a clip here. This is another one with Don Sourpuss Lemon asking Fetterman some tough questions here. It's like Don Sourpuss Lemon lost his night show. And now all of a sudden he's figured out, I guess I need to ask some tough questions of everybody because it's not working out, him just being one way. But he is still just one way. I think he's just showing face. Listen to his conversation with Fetterman. And I'm not going to stop it or pause it or anything because, you know, Fetterman, he has to read the teleprompter to know what it was being said to him and then what to say back.
What do you think the biggest cause of inflation is? And should the Biden administration be doing more?
No, I just do. I think that simply is also, Leah, this talk about the trillions in massive tax cuts to the corporate tax structure as well. True. You know, trillions of dollars that have added to the deficit and now they still want to support those as well. True. I think in terms of being very serious about addressing inflation is making sure that those rates are brought back into a line with what they should have been. Where they're able to fight the deficit.
So how does that go along with what you were just reporting on earlier about our interest rate going up? How does that go into play?
What do you say? I don't even know.
He's all over the place. I mean, he's all over the place. And that's the problem. He's still having issues. He hasn't fully recovered.
I mean, literally, I would say
that he hadn't even 25% recovered.
Yeah, you know, they often in the House have an opportunity to go down to the floor and speak out for their constituents and argue their point.
He can't do it.
He could never do that, at least not in the short term. Maybe in the long term, there's something.
A couple years from now, maybe, you know what, Fetterman, maybe he should just step down and, you know, the next go around, run again.
Yeah.
Not that they should support him then or vote for him, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
They're only doing this again, and you brought it up because they want a seat. They want someone to keep the seat warm and to vote the way they tell them to vote. That's all it comes down to. And that's exactly what it is that they're looking for. They know it. We all know it. And they want to act like we don't. Shannon, did you hear Biden where he said that he had conversations with the guy that made insulin? Create the patent for insulin. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did.
Now, there's been reports there was two guys that invented insulin, right? They said one died in 1948, and I'm guessing the other one died in 1978.
Correct.
So Biden would have been alive in 1948. When was Biden born? You know, so the question is, did he even talk to the person in 1978? Is he lying again? Listen.
How many of you know somebody with diabetes needs insulin? Well, guess what? And when Debbie and I passed this law, it included everybody, not just seniors. And so what happened was we said, okay, you know how much it costs to make that insulin drug for diabetes? Cost. It was invented by a man who did not patent it because he wanted it available for everyone. I spoke to him. Okay?
I spoke to him.
Yeah, he sounds like he just spoke to him, though. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I know what's going on because, you know, we just passed this because, you know, I spoke to him and I know what his intention was.
I mean, wow. Just wow. Really wow.
And Debbie is the one that, you know, he asked if she was there in the room and she passed away. She's the congresswoman.
The congresswoman that he was looking for. Where's Debbie?
Yeah. Sad.
It is sad. He's sad. Our country's sad.
Yeah, you know, Newsom.
Gruesome Newsom.
I guess I saw an article. It wasn't video, but he was really getting frustrated with the Democrats, saying that they need to be better about their messaging.
Gruesome Newsom?
Yeah.
Really?
He said that abortion is important, and he was supporting that. But overall, he felt like the Democrats needed to get better about their messaging and what's important, you know, for the American people and how they're going to make progress.
Because they want abortion to be the top ranking reason why people go vote.
Yeah, and you and I just said that, though. I mean, we just talked about that at the top of the hour, how their messaging is horrible. All it is they want to demonize Republicans. They want to tell lies about Republicans. They say things that aren't true, and they're getting fact checked by media, even liberal media.
Yeah,
you know, they're cowards. They won't, you know, just like Hobbes won't debate. I mean, it's like they're not just taking the issues head on. It's very frustrating.
Let me play this one from the liberal media, literally lying.
See, this is a perfect example.
I think the sickness is so deep.
Okay, and this is, for those of you that don't know, this is Joe Scarborough, okay, on MSDNC.
Within the base of the party, that the MAGA base that follows Donald Trump, the extreme MAGA base. I think the sickness is so deep among them that if somebody criticizes violence the way they should, I think they would be seen, Caddy K, as sellouts.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to be called or seen as a sellout because remember the Summer of Love, and I've been bringing this up, the Summer of Love, think about that. The violence, we were all against the violence. I'm against the violence and the crime. So I guess I'm a sellout. Is that what that means? This is ridiculous. I know what he's saying. He's saying that Republicans that are against the violence that happened against Paul Pelosi, you're calling them a sellout. And no Republican is like cheering because he got bashed in the head.
Yeah, you know, and that's funny because Rand Paul was on Jesse Waters, right, show. And Rand Paul, for those people that don't know, he was attacked by his neighbor who is a liberal. And literally the guy came up behind him. He didn't hear him, hit him with something, broke six of his ribs. It was so bad that his ribs literally
came out of socket, came out of place. Yeah, came out of place. His lung was punctured.
Yeah, he almost died because of an infection. And he had people, even Nancy Pelosi's daughter, tweeted and said that the guy should have finished it.
Or go back and finish it.
And this one news person was saying, oh, this is one of my favorite stories, liberal news.
Yep, I'm pretty sure everyone has seen it.
I guarantee you don't hear that on Republican news. All we're calling out is the lies that they're saying and the information that they are not giving. That's all we're doing.
Yep, listen.
That's why on election, on January the 6th, when they're counting the electoral votes, what did all those Republican members say to Donald Trump? You got to call him off. You got to tell him to stop. You got to tell him to go home. Why were those Republican leaders screaming on the phone at Donald Trump, begging him to tell them to stop and go away? Because they knew that this fascism, let me say that word again if it makes you uncomfortable. Let me say it again. The fascism that started rising in 2015 when Donald Trump started praising violence, when he started telling people of color that were in Congress to go back to where you came from.
Okay, so people
of color.
You meant
the Republican Party, by the way. Blacks,
where am I going to go?
Blacks actually started the Republican Party. It was started.
No, it was white people, right, and black people. So black people could have representation.
Yeah.
So if we're going back, people of color.
People of color.
If we're going back, if we go back to our political roots. And I've been saying this for about 6 months now, going back to our political roots. Black people, that is the Republican Party.
Yeah, and when we talk about the Summer of Love, we're talking about the destruction.
That people know
BLM
what that means.
And them destroy
people know
Portland,
what that means.
Michigan,
yeah,
all the other states. And guess what? It was Republicans, including Kamala Harris, that bailed the people out.
So no, it wasn't Republicans. It was Democrats that bailed them out.
I'm sorry, yeah. It was Democrats that bailed them out. I said, like, Kamala
Harris wanted to bail them out. She said, go ahead, continue.
And then they excused them. They're saying, well, this is what they need to do. They're frustrated. I mean, they condoned and promoted what the damage that they were doing. Police were being killed, literally. there was one security guard was killed. There was a police officer that was shot in the head. I mean, there was people, they were
Were beating the streets.
I mean, it was crazy.
They were locking up federal buildings and police buildings with people in them and trying to set the buildings on fire.
Right.
And, they don't say anything about that. Nope. And then the guy traveled across the country to Brett Kavanaugh's home to kill him, to tie him up and torture him and kill him because he can't kill babies or because the Democrats incite put it in his mind to attack Brett Kavanaugh.
You know what they did? They said, see, let him be an example of what. They're angering the American people.
Yep.
That's what they said.
Yep. Let him be an example of going after Brett Kavanaugh.
They didn't sit there and say, this shouldn't happen.
And I've told people, and I've been saying this here lately. You know what? Next Tuesday, we get a red tsunami. I'm guaranteed that the Democrats are going to be out in the street full force. They're going to be tearing up stuff. They're going to be burning up stuff. I'm calling it now. I don't have an issue with me being wrong. I want to be wrong, but I'm calling it now. November 9th, after we have a red tsunami, and I'm praying that we do, and they see that they can't codify Roe. They see that they can't remove the filibuster. They see that they can't do any of that. They're going to go out and riot.
Right. Listen, there's a question, Will, and I want you to answer it.
Okay.
It's on Podbean. This lady says, Will, why do you keep playing the hate the left is saying about us? Tell them why we're playing it, Will.
Because people in the past didn't say anything about what they were doing to us. The reason why we're in this predicament right now today, because I'm not talking about the person who made the comment, but I'm saying in general, the people in the past, they saw what these Democrats were doing.
Right.
They saw what was coming. They saw it. And they didn't say anything. They didn't do anything. So now I'm saying it. And you know what? This person is not the first person to ask me that question. If we don't, let me put it like this. If you have a problem and you have a, for example, just hypothetically speaking here, you have a screwdriver that or a nail that happened to go in your leg. And if you ignore that, that's going to get infected and it's going to spread. What's happening right now, these Democrats, they are the nail in our country. If we don't address what they are doing, it's going to spread. And you see how it's already spreading.
Right. I mean,
someone has to give you the bad news so you'll wake up to it and pay attention to it. We can't go and pretend that it's not happening when it's happening. Do you think, do people think I like talking about what they're doing?
Not at all. We don't.
I mean, seriously.
We wish they cut it out.
I've always said this. If the Democrats don't want me to talk about what they are doing, then stop doing it. But they can't help themselves. They constantly do this stuff. And if they're going to do it, I'm going to talk about it to bring awareness.
Yeah.
Because people need to know. A lot of people don't even know that they're even doing this stuff. The same thing. There's a whole bunch of stuff we didn't even get to.
No.
Like this whole transgenderism stuff. Did you know that they're even pushing it even more? They got these school books that are completely horrible. They're attacking our children. Am I not supposed to talk about it? Am I supposed to just let it slide and let them go ahead and indoctrinate the kids at a young age? So when it be time to become our age, it'd be completely fine and it completely normal. It's not normal. So I have to talk about it. And also, one of the main reasons why I do talk about it is because of Ephesians 5:11. Ephesians 5:11. Take no part in unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them.
Well, amen. That's Ephesians 5:11.
Ephesians 5:11.
That's where we'll stop. Everybody, thank you very much. It is Wednesday. We will see you here tomorrow, or not see you, but we'll be here tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central Time. Thanks for tuning in.
God bless everybody. Take care.